news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With the nation still in shock and mourning over two mass shootings this weekend, one of them explicitly targeting Mexican immigrants in El Paso, Texas. U.S. immigration officials carried out a massive raid on a Mississippi food processing plant, arresting 680 mostly Latino workers in what is the largest workplace sting in more than a decade. The arrested workers filled three buses at a Coke Foods plant in Morton, Mississippi, 40 miles east of Jackson. So let's get this straight. 680 workers were arrested, but no mention of the Koch brothers, whose company hired these people who weren't legally allowed to work in the U.S.? Something just doesn't comport there. And they deployed 600 ICE agents to arrest 680 people, but they didn't think about what would happen to the children of those workers or make any provisions to help them? Shameful. Donald Trump on Wednesday visited El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, the scenes of last weekend's deadly mass shootings. The White House said the trip was not a photo op and completely shut out the media, not allowing even a pool reporter inside the hospital to cover the visit. Then the White House posted its own photos of the visit all over the internet. As he tends to do, Trump shouted at the press as he was departing the White House. He laughably said that those who were criticizing him were, quote, political people.
So my critics are political people. They're trying to make points. In many cases, they're running for president and they're very low in the polls. If you look at Dayton, that was a person that supported, I guess you would say, Bernie Sanders, I understood. Antifa, I understood. Elizabeth Warren, I understood. Had nothing to do with President Trump. So these are people that are looking for political gain. I don't think they're getting it. And as much as possible, I've tried to stay out of that.
He's tried to stay out of that? Oh, my God. Really, there are no words. Then, as he was flying from Dayton to El Paso, Trump criticized Joe Biden on Twitter, saying his speech was so boring. He also criticized Dayton's mayor, Nan Whaley, and Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who were with him for part of Wednesday and had generally praised his visit. Trump then went on to criticize CNN, Fox News' Shepard Smith, later turning to Joaquin Castro and his brother Julian, and he ended his day with, quote, fake news, saying that Democrats were using, quote, racism as a tool against him, and issued a final blast at Bloomberg opinion executive editor and Trump biographer Tim O'Brien. Keep in mind, this Twitter rampage came in the midst of a trip where he was visiting two communities that were deeply affected by mass shootings. And in a related story, in breaking news on Wednesday, CNN reported that White House officials rebuffed efforts by their colleagues at the Department of Homeland Security for more than a year to make combating domestic terror threats, such as those from white supremacists, a greater priority, as specifically spelled out in the National Counterterrorism Strategy. This, according to current and former senior administration officials, as well as other sources close to the Trump administration. From the Bring On the Impeachment files, the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday sued to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress, asking a federal judge to strike down the Trump administration's claim that top presidential aides are, quote, absolutely immune from its subpoenas. Just a note, absolute immunity doesn't exist. And finally, better late than never. 6 years ago, I wrote an article calling on the world's civilized nations to issue travel advisories for the United States. This week alone, Uruguay and Venezuela joined a growing group of nations warning that it's just not safe here. On Wednesday, Amnesty International made a bold statement, issuing a stark warning that reads, quote, the Amnesty International Travel Advisory for the country of the United States of America calls on people worldwide to exercise caution and have an emergency contingency plan when traveling throughout the USA. This travel advisory is being issued in light of ongoing high levels of gun violence in the country. If you decide to travel to the United States, be extra vigilant at all times and be wary of the ubiquity of firearms among the population. Avoid places where large numbers of people gather, especially cultural events, places of worship, schools, and shopping malls.
Exercise increased caution when visiting local bars, nightclubs, and casinos. Depending on the traveler's gender identity, race, country of origin, ethnic background, or sexual orientation, they may be at higher risk of being targeted with gun violence and should plan accordingly. Under international human rights law, the United States has an obligation to enact a range of measures at the federal, state, and local levels to regulate access to firearms and to protect the rights of people to live and move about freely without the threat of gun violence. The government has not taken sufficient steps to meet this obligation. Again, a warning in a travel advisory issued by Amnesty International. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, inviting you to check out The Nicole Sandler Show. Hear it here on the Progressive Voices Network, Tuesday through Friday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Or you can get the podcast anytime at NicoleSandler.com.